A significant victory in federal court that puts President Obama's illegal immigration action on hold. We represent you and 68 members of Congress.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live.
New this morning, the president's immigration plans under fire. A federal judge in South Texas blocked the president's executive action just a day before some measures were set to take effect. The block, though, may be temporary, as the Obama administration is planning its next move as we speak. But this is a victory for the 26 states that filed the lawsuit.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110.
We can't put the security of families at risk by taking away their health insurance, or unraveling the new rules on Wall Street, or refighting past battles on immigration when we've got to fix a broken system. And if a bill comes to my desk that tries to do any of these things, I will veto it.
And even with sympathy to the cause of immigration reform, impatient presidents may not violate the Constitution if they don't get their way.
And now, your host, Jordan Sekulow.
Welcome to Jay Sekulow Live. We are taking your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110. If you want to talk to us on air, that's 1-800-684-3110. A federal court in Texas has put a halt to President Obama's executive action. It was an executive memorandum that came out of the Department of Homeland Security, Secretary Jay Johnson, on immigration. Remember, this was the expansion of the deferred action for childhood arrivals. This was called DAPA. That's DACA. This is DAPA, which is the deferred action for parents of Americans and lawful permanent residents. It would have expanded the DACA to literally millions of people, about half the number of the 6 million or so the people that are supposedly in the United States illegally. That's if you buy the number that's somewhere around 12 million. This judge has issued an injunction, temporary injunction, while the case moves forward against this executive action from going into effect. Now, what does that mean? Well, there could be an appeal. This came at a very timely moment. This was late last night. You may have seen it on Twitter or my Facebook page. I posted it immediately. But what it does is stop the administration from putting this into effect, but they can appeal, of course, so this fight is not over. And what happens? Well, this was going to actually start as early as tomorrow. So this could have gone into effect tomorrow. People who were here illegally could have started tomorrow and applying for this deferred action status. And what the judge has done in this case is say basically to President Obama, you don't have the authority to set forward new laws without authorization from Congress, in fact, in direct violation of it, expressly different from what Congress has asked you to do and the laws that are on the books. And then second, which is also very important, that there has to be a temporary injunction here because it affects so many people and the state interest involved. That doesn't mean, however, that this is an issuing on the merits. So this case is not over. We are building a brand new committee right now as we speak, and we want you to be a part of this on the brief. There will be an appeal here. We need to hear from you quickly. We got a big victory here out of Texas. We represent 68 members of Congress and you, and we want to make sure you're represented on the next brief. Again, 26 states, the majority of the states in the country have signed on to this fight. Texas is leading the charge. We represent, among those 68, both senators from Texas, both Senator Cruz and Senator Cornyn, and many of you. We want to make sure you're on this appeal as well. If you want to join that, call our toll-free number now. That's 877-989-2255. Again, 877-989-2255. You can also go to aclj.org and sign this petition online. That's aclj.org, or call now, 877-989-2255. President Obama has been told, no, you cannot do this without authorization from Congress by a district court in Texas. The case will move on, but a significant victory, a significant first victory in the fight to stop these unconstitutional executive actions by President Obama and this expansion of power and the violation of the separation of powers. Call now, 877-989-2255. If you want to talk to us on air, our toll-free number to call, 1-800-684-3110.
It's a significant victory. A federal court has ordered President Obama's illegal immigration order to be put on hold. The court concluded that this was an unconstitutional overreach by the president, something we have argued from the very start. The ACLJ filed a critical amicus brief in the case, representing 68 members of Congress and more than 70,000 Americans who are standing with the ACLJ in court. The argument is clear. President Obama's actions not only violated the law, they violated the Constitution. The legal battle continues, though, as the Obama administration plans to appeal. That's why it's vital that we hear from you today. Add your name to our committee to defend the separation of powers. The Constitution is clear. The president enforces the law. He does not make the law. Call now, 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or online, aclj.org. The brutality of ISIS is unspeakable. The strategy of ISIS, the Islamic State, is clear. Beheadings, crucifixions, mass executions, and a wave of anti-Christian abuse that's been called, quote, the worst religious persecution since the Holocaust. In a new book, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow and his Law of War team examine the rise of ISIS and the very real and present danger it poses to the world, including right here in the United States. It's called Rise of ISIS, a must-read as America faces new and dangerous threats. Help us sound the alarm. We must get the nation's attention, the government's attention. Help us spread the word. Buy the book, read it, and tell your friends. When you buy the book, you'll also receive a powerful new song, Where I Stand by the Jay Sekulow Band. Order Rise of ISIS online at riseofisis.com. Also available in bookstores everywhere.
Welcome back to Jay Sekulow Live. We are taking your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110 if you want to talk to us on air. That's 1-800-684-3110. A federal court judge, if you're just joining us, breaking news, late last night, federal court judge in Texas District Court has issued a temporary injunction against the expansion of the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals. This is President Obama's executive action. Remember, it came from a memo from the Department of Homeland Security. 26 states, including Texas, which has been leading this effort, filed a lawsuit. We represent 68 members of Congress, and you, including those, are the two U.S. senators from Texas. And we know that this is, of course, it's a great first victory. And it's a long opinion, 123-page decision on what happened here and why the judge decided to issue this injunction. And my dad is joining us now. And Dad, this is a big win for those who are again, committed to fighting what is primarily, and if you read through this, it's clear again, it's not about the merits of immigration reform. It's about presidential power, the rulemaking process, the lawmaking process, and whether or not the White House violated that and the administration violated that by this executive action.
Well, I think that the reality is, and for our ACLJ members that are listening right now, this is a huge win in court because this was a check on the president's power. The reality is it does not get into the merits of whether the immigration policy the president was advocating was correct or not. The question really is whether, in fact, the president had the authority to change the law unilaterally, and the court overwhelmingly said, no, they did not. And then further, and I think this is equally important here, said that the president overreached. We've made the statement, and we continue to make it, that impatient presidents don't get to change the law on their own. The president made the statement, I'm sure we have it, where he says, I'm not a king, I can't do this. Well, the court quoted all that back to him. And he now knows he's not a king, and he doesn't get to change the law on his own.
And so, folks, again, it's an opinion, 123 pages here, this decision from the district court judge in Texas, George W. Bush appointee back in 2002, Judge Hanen here in Texas. This was, again, a massive challenge by not just one state, 26 states, the majority of states in the country, along with 68 members of Congress that we represent and so many of you. And we need to, again, hear from you on this because we know that this is going to be appealed. I mean, Dad, this was going to go into effect as early as tomorrow people could begin applying for this new expansion of what the administration has called deferred action. The judge did not buy that. What the administration has called deferred action, what he has said is more that this is a rewrite of law, that it violates at least, and that's why the injunction was issued, the regular procedures that must be followed to put in new rules by the federal government, even when they have authority to do so, that it didn't even do that, that doesn't meet the exceptions there, but that it goes a step further. You can tell from this judge, he's not saying he's completely made a decision on the merits, but that he really seriously questions whether this administration has the ability under these kind of theories of deferred action and executive authority to enforce the law, whether or not they can take something and do something that's exactly the opposite of the law on the books, which the judge talks about.
Well, remember this. I testified in December before the full Judiciary Committee on this very issue, and the arguments we raised at the Judiciary Committee were the same arguments we put in our brief. That brief, of course, representing both members of the Senate from Texas, as well as Jordan said, 65 other members of the House. And we also represented the chairman of the Judiciary Committee. And this is a question of legal authority. Does a president have the authority to change the law on his own? And this court said no. Now, as Jordan said, it's going to be appealed. It's going to be appealed quickly to the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals. So we need to get people signed up for that brief right away to do that. And we want to encourage people actually to sign on again to this committee that's going to file the brief now with the Court of Appeals. And it's not an insignificant challenge ahead, but this is obviously a really great start. So, again, if you want to sign on that brief, you can do it at aclj.org or 1-877-989-2255. That's aclj.org or 877-989-2255. And I urge you to sign on to this. I think it's really critical that we hear from everybody that's already signed on to this and those that haven't yet to go ahead and add their name. It really is that critical in this process. And as Jordan said, this is a gigantic win. I mean, this was a direct challenge to the Department of Justice, a direct challenge to the Department of Immigration and Naturalization, the DHS. This was a direct challenge to the President of the United States. And we've got a gigantic decision in our favor on this that I think at the end of the day is going to speak volumes as to who has the authority to, in these situations, make the law. And it's not the president. The court said it's the Congress. And I think this is gigantic for us.
Folks, if you want to add your name to this new brief, and you need to do so today, the White House has already announced that they are going to be making their decision. The Department of Justice is going to appeal. This appeal could reach the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals or even the Supreme Court in the next 24 hours. And so this will be on the appeal on the temporary injunction. But we know that this case is about to get that much more attention, that much more focus in what is already a very busy time at the U.S. Supreme Court coming up this spring. So we want to, again, add as many of you as possible and make sure, as my dad said, that if you joined before, this is a new committee on this brief. So you got to join again. The toll-free number you call is 877-989-2255. We have to build on these victories, build on the momentum. So I encourage you, if you've already joined once, thank you. A great victory. You got to join again, though, because we're in already in round two immediately. That's what happens in these situations. So call now, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. Or go to aclj.org and join the committee online right now at aclj.org. This was my dad testifying at the congressional hearing. He just referenced, and we're live, folks. I mean, this was just breaking late last night on Monday night, but this was from the hearing. Take a listen, and now we have the 123-page decision from a federal court judge agreeing with our position here. Take a listen, Byte 14.
In our view, President Obama's actions are unconstitutional. President Obama's actions are unlawful. President Obama's actions violate the separation of powers. And in conclusion, even with sympathy to the cause of immigration reform, impatient presidents may not violate the Constitution if they don't get their way.
Folks, so we're going to take your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110. If you want to talk to us on air, that's 1-800-684-3110. If you want to talk to us on air, let's go to Jeff calling in from Hawaii online too. Jeff, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, this might seem dumb, but my question is, I don't watch TV. and I don't read newspapers, so I don't not really know like what this is all about. So I just wanted to, if you could expound on what the president is trying to do in the first place. What is this law about? That's all I wanted
sure.
to know.
Well, Dad, I mean, Jeff may remember there was first the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals. That was supposed to help almost 4.4 million people. That was, again, a very limited group that applied here, and that's not an issue in this case. The judge made that clear, even though many people disagreed with that decision from President Obama, that if you came here unwillingly, you know, as a child, and you met certain criteria about education or military service, you could then apply for these deferred actions. This was an expansion to say that if you are a parent of someone who is here legally or a U.S. citizen, so not someone who doesn't have to be a citizen, but a parent of that, then you also can apply for these deferred actions, as well as, and the judge picked up on this, Dad, in the opinion, that basically the administration has said that no one, unless you are a criminal, is going to be deported and not get a deferred action, even if you won't meet the specific criteria, that basically they have stopped enforcing this law.
Yeah, and the fact of the matter is there was no underlying congressional authority for the president's action here. This was a policy choice of the president of the United States. The problem with that is, of course, he doesn't have the authority to change the law. And that's exactly what he did here. And the court obviously has agreed with our position on this. But what the challenge is we let a president without authority, with no constitutional authority, make changes as a matter of law. And the answer in a constitutional republic like we live in is absolutely, positively, we do not, and we should not do that. And again, this is really a victory for the American people, and that's why we want to take your calls. Folks, what do you think about the president being called on the carpet, basically, or checkmated by a U.S. District Court judge on his authority? You want to talk to us on air, it's 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110.
And remember, folks, President Obama has had difficulty in the past with courts in trying to take these actions on his own. And again, another challenge here. Courts sometimes weary of getting involved, but this judge not. And so, folks, we've got to really build on this momentum and this moment here to say no to this administration, no to this violation of the separation of powers. Add your name to the new committee. This is already going to be on appeal. The Department of Justice has announced that. We'll read the White House statement when we come back. We got to be ready. So if you've already were on this, you got to recall or re-sign. You can sign up at ACLJ.org or by calling our toll-free number now, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. Or go to ACLJ.org and sign up and join the committee online.
The brutality of ISIS is unspeakable. The strategy of ISIS, the Islamic State, is clear. Beheadings, crucifixions, mass executions, and a wave of anti-Christian abuse that's been called, quote, the worst religious persecution since the Holocaust. In a new book, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow and his Law of War team examine the rise of ISIS and the very real and present danger it poses to the world, including right here in the United States. It's called Rise of ISIS, a must-read as America faces new and dangerous threats. Help us sound the alarm. We must get the nation's attention, the government's attention. Help us spread the word. Buy the book, read it, and tell your friends. When you buy the book, you'll also receive a powerful new song, Where I Stand by the Jay Sekulow Band. Order Rise of ISIS online at riseofisis.com. Also available in bookstores everywhere. It's a significant victory. A federal court has ordered President Obama's illegal immigration order to be put on hold. The court concluded that this was an unconstitutional overreach by the president, something we have argued from the very start. The ACLJ filed a critical amicus brief in the case, representing 68 members of Congress and more than 70,000 Americans who are standing with the ACLJ in court. The argument is clear. President Obama's actions not only violated the law, they violated the Constitution. The legal battle continues, though, as the Obama administration plans to appeal. That's why it's vital that we hear from you today. Add your name to our committee to defend the separation of powers. The Constitution is clear. The president enforces the law. He does not make the law. Call now, 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or online, aclj.org.
Welcome to JSEC Live. We are taking your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110. Now, I do want to set the stage. If you are just joining us, big news out of Washington, D.C., because a federal court judge has put a halt to President Obama's illegal immigration action. This was the executive action, not technically an executive order. It was President Obama's preferred way, the executive memorandums. This came from the Secretary of the Department of Homeland Security, Jay Johnson, and it was instructing basically to stop, you know, to grant everyone deferred action who not only was a child brought here, but a parent of people who were brought here. And that it expanded to where you're talking about half of what is estimated to be the illegal immigrant population in the United States. Now, the issue here is not about immigration reform or what's the right way to reform our immigration system. The issue here is the president's executive power. And can the president and the administration do this, even though it directly conflicts with congressional, you know, the law on the books, not just congressional law, but actual law signed into law by presidents in the past, the immigration laws we have in our country. What a federal court judge said today is that at least it violates the procedural rules that have to go about when there's new rules in place. So it at least does that. Temporary injunction goes into force, and there's a real question about the actual merits as well. Now, this will already get appealed. In fact, there's talk that the White House will appeal this to the Fifth Circuit, just the injunction part. Remember, this has not even moved forward yet on the merits. This was all about the injunction, 123-page decision on the whether or not an injunction should be given here, and it was. And so what happens next? Well, it could go to the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals, could go to the United States Supreme Court. Why? Because this was a very important time, because as early as tomorrow, people who met this criteria that was the Obama administration came up with on its own, without working with Congress. Of course, there's no congressional authorization here for this, no congressional law, that the people could start applying as early as tomorrow. So this came in a very timely moment. I want to take your phone calls now. A big win. We represented. There are 26 states here. We represent 68 members of Congress and so many of you. And including in those 68 are the two U.S. senators from Texas. I want to take your calls now, 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. Let's go to Randy in Illinois on line four. Randy, welcome to JSECIO Live.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you guys putting this on the air. The American public, I think, my opinion is the American public has to wake up and realize these guys that are in office right now, they're lying to the public over and over again. They just keep lying to us, and people keep buying it, like as if this guy is really for the underprivileged. It always tends to ricochet back and be worse for the middle class and the underprivileged. But what you guys are talking about with this act, you know, the way he's going and just jumping over all the, you know, we have rules and regulations in place. Had me or you did this, we would probably be in prison. But Obama keeps just disobeying the law and going ahead and passing these executive orders like as if he's a dictator, and it's really scary. And I think it's about time we need to get together and back these people in power that are coming against this evil and be behind them. And I just commend what you guys are doing. Just keep up the great work, because this guy is he's a very good actor. He probably should get the Academy Award, but I don't know about anything else. you know, impeachment maybe.
Well, you know, Randy, thanks for your phone call. I think, listen, this is the way you fight back. We have a court system. We have a president who says, I believe I have this authority. He's not violating, by the way. As it said, I'm not going to listen to what the court has to do here. He's going through the normal process. He is appealing it now. This fight continues. And that's an important distinction to make, Randy. I'm glad you brought that up, because the idea is people say, well, now that the court said he's done something illegal, does this mean, you know, he's violated, you know, the articles of impeachment and, you know, he could somehow move forward there? That's not the case. He said, this is what I want to do. Congress, 26 states have said, we don't agree with you here. And you file a lawsuit. The lawsuit, the judge says this. They said, okay, we're going to appeal now. They're not saying I'm going to violate what the judge has ordered. That is a key distinction. But we got to build on this, folks. We need to hear from you. Call 877-989-2255 right now. That's 877-989-2255. Or go to ACLJ.org. That's 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. Let's go to Rick calling from Alabama on line three. Rick, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hey, how you doing today, buddy?
Hey, Rick, you're on the air.
Yeah, listen, I just want to ask, told them I wanted to ask two questions, and one of them is, why does our government want so many illegal aliens in our country? And second of all, why do they let them run around illegal and not arrest them in our small towns and just let them run free and do what they want to? What's going? I mean, if I commit a crime, I'm going to jail.
Well, here's what I think, Rick. I mean, this is Jordan Sekulow's opinion. It's not even necessarily ACLJ's opinion. Why do they? I mean, you say the left, I would say, or President Obama. I think it's a long-term political strategy. You know, there's more people that you can say, listen, we're the reason why you got legal status in America. Now, this situation is bizarre because it doesn't grant new citizens and it doesn't even provide a pathway to citizenship. But a lot of people understand that's kind of bogus and phony long term here. People are going, you're going to have to figure this problem out. Now, there is a real problem with the people who are already here. And I say problem, something that has to be dealt with. This is the wrong way to do it because it's not permanent. It doesn't set up border security. It doesn't set up exactly what happens in the future. It doesn't stop future presidents from saying, no, this shouldn't be the case. That's why this is the wrong way to go about it. And so, folks, again, I want to make sure you understand there's the immigration debate and then there's the executive action issue. And this is about executive action and about presidential power. We still will have to have the immigration debate in our country. We'll still have to figure out the solutions to that. But at the same time, and how we handle the problem with, you have upwards possibly 20 million people here illegally. What do you do about that as a nation, and border security as well? I think border security has to come first. Let's go back to the phones quickly to take another call. Daniel in Oklahoma on line six. Daniel, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, how you doing?
Hey, Daniel, thanks for calling.
Yeah, I just want to throw my two cents in, and I'm kind of actually going off both sides of the story because we as Americans, the constitutional part of it was brought up about how he violated the Constitution, et cetera, and whatever happened to what's called for the people and by the people? You know, we're always having this Congress and legislatures and law and, you know, the state and the House and what their decisions are and so on and so forth. I mean, but what about us as Americans?
Well, we elect them. Remember, I mean, Dale, we elect every one of these people. We always say elections have consequences here. Now, the congressional makeup is very different than the White House position on these issues right now. Your state legislature is very different. I mean, 26 states signed on to this lawsuit with Texas leading the charge, but that's the majority of states in the country. That's the legislative process. That's we the people. That's fighting back. Folks, if you want to join in, we've got to get ready for this appeal right now. Call our toll-free number, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. You can also go to ACLJ.org and join this committee online. Let's be ready to fight at the next level on the appeal, 877-989-2255.
They violated the Constitution. The legal battle continues, though, as the Obama administration plans to appeal. That's why it's vital that we hear from you today. Add your name to our committee to defend the separation of powers. The Constitution is clear. The president enforces the law. He does not make the law.
Call now, 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or online, aclj.org.
Secchio Live. We are taking your phone calls here. A big victory. If you're just joining us and joining us in the second half hour of the broadcast, a federal judge has halted President Obama's really move towards amnesty. Now, that's a loaded term, but his executive action trying to expand the number of people who would be eligible for deferred action. This was in direct contradiction of the laws on the books. So Congress hasn't given, you know, hasn't basically passed a broad law, and this was not an interpretation by the president as usual executive actions, executive orders are. This was a situation where the law directly conflicts with what the administration wants to do. Not only that, but they tried to subvert the entire normal rulemaking process, which is why you had 26 states. That's the majority of states of the country. Say, we don't agree with this. We believe this is wrong. We want to fight back. We represent 68 members of Congress and many of you, thousands of you, and we want to make sure we represent you in the appeal. Call now, 877-989-2255 to add your name to that committee. That's 877-989-2255. This was an important. It just came out late last night. I mean, it was just before Tuesday morning, right around 11 o'clock, with this the decision by a federal court judge saying that President Obama overstepped his powers in trying to grant legal status and benefits and privileges. Remember that. It's not just the status of deferred action, also the benefits and privileges like the work permits to millions of illegal immigrants. And this was, again, it really does throw the White House decision here into disarray because this could have started as early as tomorrow, as Wednesday. And so, again, a timely decision. The White House has said this will be, the Department of Justice already decided that, of course, this will be appealed. Could be to the Fifth Circuit. There could be a move to the Supreme Court. This was not the decision on the merits. This was the decision on whether an injunction should be put into place. The judge decided, yes, there should be a temporary injunction as this case moves forward. Remember, the president's had trouble with this in the past. Remember the appointments issue with the National Labor Relations Board and that case, again, where the courts have said, no, you don't have the power to decide on your own. This is up to Congress. Here again, this is a separation of powers issue. It's not saying, no, the president can never do this. It's saying, if the laws directly conflict with this, how do you make the case that you've got authority even to act within an area? There's no gray area here. There's no authorization to do this here. I want to go back to the phones. Lonnie is calling in from Florida Online 5. Lonnie, welcome to Jay Secchio Live. You're on the air.
Yes, sir. Hey, I just wanted to call and say I was extremely supportive of what you guys are doing. I am a staunch Obama supporter. I voted for him on both occasions. I agree with most of the things he has done and his approach and his philosophy. But however, this is an overreach by his, actually it's an overreach. He has gone beyond his executive authority, which is to enforce the laws that are on the books, not to create his own. However, I know probably because of his frustration, knowing that it wouldn't get through Congress, but it still doesn't justify his efforts to do something that is noble, but it's something that the Congress needs to do. So I really want to applaud you guys' efforts.
Well, Lonnie, I want to applaud you as well because you're someone, again, you're very outright, you're very honest, you support the president, you disagree with his, you think here the president, you know, he didn't want to go through the normal legislative process because, listen, it would be impossible. I mean, I agree with you there, Lonnie. There's no way this would have gotten through Congress. But that's part of America and the separation of powers, as you understand. And what the president's trying to do here, and this is why it's an important debate to established correctly. The president's trying to say, okay, I think I've got this kind of power. I mean, they'll say, I definitely have this kind of power, of course. The states will say no. Members of Congress will say, no, you don't. Now we go to court. The president's not violating the court's decision here. They're saying we're going to go through the normal process. We're going to appeal. We've got to fight here. Let's not get ahead of ourselves. Let's be ready to fight. A huge first victory. But we've got to be ready to take a stand here. This affects not just President Obama. This is future presidents, Republican, Democrat. It doesn't matter really where you are on the spectrum. As Lonnie said, it's about presidential power. And do you want a president that can do this without any authorization whatsoever? I don't. And I don't think many of you do either. Call now to add your name to our new committee. Even if you joined before, you got to join now. This is an appeal. Call 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. Or go to ACLJ.org and join this committee online. That's ACLJ.org. We'll be right back.
It's a significant victory. A federal court has ordered President Obama's illegal immigration order to be put on hold. The court concluded that this was an unconstitutional overreach by the president, something we have argued from the very start. The ACLJ filed a critical amicus brief in the case, representing 68 members of Congress and more than 70,000 Americans who are standing with the ACLJ in court. The argument is clear. President Obama's actions not only violated the law, they violated the Constitution. The legal battle continues, though, as the Obama administration plans to appeal. That's why it's vital that we hear from you today. Add your name to our committee to defend the separation of powers. The Constitution is clear. The president enforces the law. He does not make the law. Call now, 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or online, aclj.org. The brutality of ISIS is unspeakable. The strategy of ISIS, the Islamic State, is clear. Beheadings, crucifixions, mass executions, and a wave of anti-Christian abuse that's been called, quote, the worst religious persecution since the Holocaust. In a new book, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow and his Law of War team examine the rise of ISIS and the very real and present danger it poses to the world, including right here in the United States. It's called Rise of ISIS, a must-read as America faces new and dangerous threats. Help us sound the alarm. We must get the nation's attention, the government's attention. Help us spread the word. Buy the book, read it, and tell your friends. When you buy the book, you'll also receive a powerful new song, Where I Stand by the Jay Sekulow Band. Order Rise of ISIS online at riseofisis.com. Also available in bookstores everywhere.
Hey, welcome to broadcast, everybody. And, of course, we're thinking the actions here of the president remind me more of a monarch than a president. You know, the president actually, do we have that soundbite where the president said that? He said, you know, I'm just the president of the United States. I'm not the emperor. I'm not a king here. I can't just, you know, put this in place because I want to put it in place. Let's take a listen. This is the president's own words.
The problem is that, you know, I'm the president of the United States. I'm not the emperor of the United States.
I guess that's not a problem anymore. He said that's what the problem is. I'm not. Well, but you're acting like you are, and you don't get to do that. And that's where the challenge of this comes in. All right, we're taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Jordan, let's take another call.
Brian calling in from Texas online too. Brian, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Brian.
Hey, how you doing?
Yes, sir. Good.
Yeah, I don't really understand why the president is pushing for this equality for immigrants. I mean, what about the people who are waiting in line and trying to do it right? And then we got the people down south coming over and we're just letting them in.
Well, I think you bring up a really good and important point here, and that's what we're saying. You know, we have an immigration process. I think it needs to be reformed, no question about it. But there are people being approved. And how is this going to impact them? I don't think it's going to impact them very well. And you look at the situation there. I mean, if Jordan's right and it goes from this kind of two-year status to ultimately a pardon, you're looking at a whole different ballgame.
That's right. I mean, it's the chaos theory of President Obama's governing style, which is to let's see what we can destroy. Let's take down the healthcare system. Let's take down the immigration system. And ultimately, I will be known as the president who made the government everyone's savior. It may not happen under his presidency, but that's what he wants his legacy to be, because we'll be running to the government on our border. We'll be running to the government to handle the influx. You know what I mean? People are going to decide today who are in Mexico and Central America, time to go. Let's go. Let's go across. So we're going to have a jump up. This is what happened when Reagan did this kind of action. That was legal action, but we're going to see that again. And of course, with the healthcare system, you put it all together. And I also want to touch on the scripture
that President Obama cited last night. It's from Exodus, and it's a scripture he kind of misquoted a little bit to put a spin on, so he appealed to people. It's Bite 25, but take a listen to this. First, we won't even break down the scripture first. We'll just listen to what President Obama said, and remember, he's been president for 6 years already. Bite 25.
Scripture tells us that we shall not oppress a stranger, for we know the heart of a stranger. We were strangers once, too. My fellow Americans, we are and always will be a nation of immigrants. We were strangers once, too.
Again, that is, of course, quoting, it's kind of quoting Exodus. Now, in Exodus, what the word is used, actually, in the translation is foreigner. Now, foreigner is like when I go to a foreign country and I visit, I'm doing so legally. And it's saying, don't mistreat people who are there passing through, they're visiting. Not the same. And by the way, when you start citing Old Testament law, and you do that piece by piece, you know, from the next few verses down, people who disobey their parents get executed and stoned. So he's doing that and quoting scripture in a way that isn't quite accurate with the whole strangers part. Part two of this, which I think is what's most unbelievable, and people really responded last night when I tweeted this out, was that if he really believed we had this kind of scriptural, moral, God-given duty to do this, and he had the power as president, why did he need to wait until the last 2 years of his presidency? Oh, is it because he wanted to get elected and then reelected and midterm elections and all of those kind of things that come in between? Absolutely. So it can't be much of a moral imperative. He's just playing with politics with that.
Yep.
And so, again, don't be fooled by the use of scripture when in reality, if this was what he believed, he would have been doing it the first day he was in office.
Let's listen to what Charles Krauthammer had to say about the same thing.
Most important, if he feels so strongly about this, and scripture dictates that this ought to be done, why did he do nothing about this in 2009 and 2010 when he had control of the White House, the House, and the Senate, and he could actually have done this constitutionally by passing legislation?
All right.
So there you have it. That was Charles Krauthammer's take on the same thing. Let's go to Joy. She's been holding for a while from Virginia on line three. Hi, Joy. Welcome to the broadcast. You're on the air.
Hi. I want to say a couple of things. First of all, I don't think a lot of Hispanics or immigrants across the America would say that President Obama is acting lawlessness. But another thing I want to say is I've been listening to Rush Limbaugh for the last 7-8 years. Before Obama stepped foot in the White House, they said that they would not work with Obama, that they would make everything that he do fail. It has been shown that has been the mantra of the Republican Party.
But Joy, let me ask you a question here with due respect, and I appreciate you listening to the broadcast here. And by the way, you heard what I said about it. I'm in favor of immigration. I am the grandson of a Russian immigrant. Jordan is just a generation removed from where I am. As you know, so this is, you know, I'm in favor of legal immigration. But the president of the United States had control of the White House, the House, and the Senate, and did not even think about moving an immigration bill when he controlled the House and the Senate. So how would you answer that, Joy?
I would answer that because Obama walked into this presidency with tons of things to fix, not just the
immigration. Well, no, I understand that presidents have big agendas, but this was one of his top two items.
Promise on the campaign trail, Joy. So again, he said he was going to get comprehensive immigration reform within his first year. Instead, he made the decision to go with health care reform, knowing the political consequences of that. We live in a democratic republic, Joy, and if these elected officials that you may not like got elected because they said, I'm going to stop the Obama agenda through legislative actions to make sure he can't pass any comprehensive reform, and then they get elected in free and fair elections over and over and over again, he keeps losing his influence in Congress. Well, there you go. This is America, the United States of America. But he came into office with an unbelievable amount of power. He basically used all of that power on what was a very unpopular, the Affordable Care Act, or Obamacare, as people call it. And because of that, he's been paying the political consequences of that with Congress since.
Let me tell you this also under this plan, Joy, and tell me how you react to this. A family with two children and an income of $20,000, which would be obviously low, will receive an earned income tax credit, which is actually a check for $14,590, almost $15,000. Even if they haven't paid in a dime, they're going to get a check from the United States government for $15,000. How do you feel about that?
Let me say this.
Now, I'm asking a serious question. I mean, how do you feel about people that are here illegally, did not go through the system, will qualify for the executive order and will receive a check for $15,000 of your money. Are you okay? If you're okay with that, fine.
You know what? The welfare system has been taking my money under enormous amounts of pressure.
I don't like that. I understand your frustration there, Joy, but I'm asking a question here. And let me ask one last one, and I'm doing this with respect. You have a view of how the presidency should operate. You have the right to do that. This is, we live in a constitutional republic. That's the advantage of living in the United States. We are all grateful for that. But you can't have an executive order when there's no underlying statutory authority, even if you really want change. You can't. You just can't do that. And that's the difference in the constitutionality. I appreciate you calling in, but we have a fundamental disagreement. We are taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110. And folks, I'm not kidding here. This is there's an earned income tax credit, which means if you earn income of $20,000, receive $15,000 in taxpayer funds this year alone. That's even if you didn't pay any money in. Now, Than, how is that going to play out in Washington?
It's going to be significant. I mean, most people are focusing on the cost of issuing work permits or issuing Social Security cards. You know, at the end of the day, that's actually a small price compared to the price that could be paid through this earned income tax credit. Listen, if they start paying taxes, they're going to be eligible for this tax credit. It's fully refundable. So you're talking about a price tag likely in the billions of dollars for this particular tax credit alone. This is going to be a big issue here in the next year, Jay.
And this is in a time when we don't have the taxpayer funds to do it, but the president made his priority. All right, folks, we are taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Jordan, very quickly here, the political ramifications of this, what do you think?
Huge. I mean, now you're talking about funding of the government, specifically these programs, and if Republicans are tough enough, and we'll see, they can do this in a way where everything else, no government shutdown is necessary, everything else gets funded, but these reforms, these changes President Obama wants to make because they disagree with him, they've got the power of the purse, and then you set up that battle. And the battle is not between shutting down the government, it's between funding this program that President Obama is trying to unilaterally authorize on his own without any statutory or legislative authority.
Then how quick does this come up?
December 11th is the deadline. So they have to make a decision before then what to do. And quickly, Jay, if the president wanted progress on policy, Speaker Boehner has been begging to write a bill with him. So the last caller was wrong. Republicans, not always popular, Republicans have wanted to work on this issue.
I'll tell you what, folks, December 11th is right here. So we've got to move quickly. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. So what we've got is a petition that's very specific, very targeted. It says, we're not going to fund this executive order. It's not shutting down the government. It's not getting rid of essential services. It's not impacting Social Security. It's strictly, we don't want to see this executive order funded, and the Congress has the power to do that. So I'm going to encourage you to go to ACLJ.org or to call us at 1-877-989-2255. So either ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. Don't forget, we're in a matching challenge campaign this month. We'll be one in December, and that means any amount you donate to the ACLJ, we're getting a matching gift for. The best way to do that is at ACLJ.org, but you can call in your pledge as well at 1-877-989-2255. Follow us on Facebook, ACLJ, Jay Sekulow. Even our band has a Facebook page, Jay Sekulow Band. Follow Jordan on Twitter, twitter.com/Jordan Sekulow. We'll come back with your phone calls. A lot of you have been holding. Hang on there. We'll get to you right after the break.
The brutality of ISIS is unspeakable. The strategy of ISIS, the Islamic State, is clear. Beheadings, crucifixions, mass executions, and a wave of anti-Christian abuse that's been called, quote, the worst religious persecution since the Holocaust. In a new book, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow and his Law of War team examine the rise of ISIS and the very real and present danger it poses to the world, including right here in the United States. It's called Rise of ISIS, a must-read as America faces new and dangerous threats. Help us sound the alarm. We must get the nation's attention, the government's attention. Help us spread the word. Buy the book, read it, and tell your friends. When you buy the book, you'll also receive a powerful new song, Where I Stand by the Jay Sekulow Band. Order Rise of ISIS online at riseofisis.com. Also available in bookstores everywhere. It's a significant victory. A federal court has ordered President Obama's illegal immigration order to be put on hold. The court concluded that this was an unconstitutional overreach by the president, something we have argued from the very start. The ACLJ filed a critical amicus brief in the case, representing 68 members of Congress and more than 70,000 Americans who are standing with the ACLJ in court. The argument is clear. President Obama's actions not only violated the law, they violated the Constitution. The legal battle continues, though, as the Obama administration plans to appeal. That's why it's vital that we hear from you today. Add your name to our committee to defend the separation of powers. The Constitution is clear. The president enforces the law. He does not make the law. Call now, 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or online, aclj.org.
No matter what you are, I will always be with you. Doesn't matter what you do.
Classic Badfinger song, but done by our friend John Schlett. We're taking your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110. We're going to go a rapid round here. We've got a lot of people that have been holding. Jordan, let's go to who's been holding on the longest.
Yeah, let's go to Kadane in California on line one. Kadane, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, you're on the air.
Yes, God bless you all.
Thank you.
I just want to begin by saying, you know, we all know that this country was founded on immigrants.
Right.
With that being said, you know, I'm an immigrant myself. And, you know, I've been through a whole lot of trials and tribulations in this country to get my papers.
Yep.
And be where I'm at today. You know, America's a big country, and, you know, it's one of the strongest countries in the world with multi-millions of people and immigrants.
Yep.
And, you know, the immigration system in this country, when you really look at it deeply, is not where it's supposed to be, especially when you compare it with Europe. I know they're having their own problems in Europe.
I wouldn't, Caden, with all due respect, I wouldn't be comparing it with Europe, where they have stopped immigration at the border. Period. I mean, most countries in Europe, they're basically almost quarantining people when they come in, and we do a lot of work in Europe. So let me just say one thing. I know Jordan wants to comment on this. I also believe that we need a reformation of the immigration system, and I believe, as a country of immigrants, which the United States clearly is, that we need to welcome in those. People that want to become citizens of the United States through a legal and lawful process. I do agree that the system does not work the way it is supposed to right now. Having said that, I also don't believe that the president can take this action unilaterally. Jordan?
Well, I think that we also have to be clear that as a country that's well over 200 years old, we have to be ready to, again, act when there are emergencies. So when there are peoples who need to come to America as a place of refuge, that it's there for them. If we allow people just to violate our law and come here because of economic reasons,
yep,
come here because they may get a better job, and then three or four more family members follow, that's not exactly why the immigration system, especially when you're a developed country, where you want to be. Because what happens when there's a global emergency in some part of the world,
right,
and we need to take in 100,000 immigrants, and instead those spots have been taken up by people who came here, violated the law, and were only doing so because they may get paid a few more dollars.
Right.
Not exactly a humanitarian crisis.
You're exactly right. Elva's calling from Texas. She's on line six. Elva, welcome to the broadcast. You're on the air. Elva, you there? We'll come back to you. Ralph from New York on line four. Hi, Ralph. Welcome to the broadcast. You're on.
How you doing, gentlemen?
Good.
I'll be quick, just a couple quick comments. I think I represent the average American voter, and I'll tell you why we're so fed up with what's going on. We got senators, we got House, we got President lying to us. There's no accountability. In New York, Jay, Jordan, I know you're from New York.
Right.
We had the Teflon Dom, now we got the Teflon Bomb. Nothing sticks to this guy. There's the lack of accountability.
Well, you know, it's interesting you say it. I wouldn't have used the phrase, but you're a New Yorker. I get it. I'm a New Yorker. I get the phrase. But here's the thing and that is, while Jordan and I said this yesterday, we wondered whether this was going to create much of an upheaval. And, Than, I mean, I know there's a lot of people upset about this, but I'm not sure it's going to reach the level of where we'll get the action, unless we get people motivated here to take action here. I'm not sure.
It's going to depend on the American people, and they've got to understand that, Jay, it's about so much more than immigration or amnesty. I mean, it is about our way of government. It's about whether or not, you know, the 535 members of the legislative branch are going to keep their lawmaking responsibilities that were granted to them by the Constitution. If we are going to let something like this fly, Jay, the president, one person, is going to have the lawmaking duties. And I got to tell you, even if you agreed with everything the president said last night, one day the president of the United States is going to be someone you disagree with, and he's going to have the same powers that the president used last night.
And President Obama was not accurate on a lot of things, too. I know our listeners care about, like, border security. I mean, he made these statements. I think it's in bite number four, in bite number three and four. Let's play these for people because, again, this was misleading, too, trying to say, well, listen, and for all those of you who care about border security, we know, Than, they will never move on border security. House Republicans, Senate Republicans have said we will support immigration reform if you secure the borders first. And it's Democrats, President Obama's own party and him, who refuse to secure the border. They want more illegal immigration. Take a listen, because this was just not true. Bite three and four, we'll play them together.
When I took office, I committed to fixing this broken immigration system. And I began by doing what I could to secure our borders. And over the past 6 years, illegal border crossings have been cut by more than half. Although this summer there was a brief spike in unaccompanied children being apprehended at our border, the number of such children is now actually lower than it's been in nearly 2 years.
Now, here's the point on that. This is the AP, by the way. When he talked about, oh, there was a brief spike, that's been going on since 2011, when that year 16,000 children were found, crossing the border alone. Then it gets worse. In 2012, 24,000. These were ones who got apprehended at the border by the Border Patrol. It gets much higher. 2013, 38,800. And then, of course, this year when it became a real crisis, you could say it was a crisis each time, 68,361. So that brief spike has gone on since almost his entire presidency. The other point there, he talks about, you know, I wanted to make it a part of when I took office to fix the immigration system. Except he didn't fix the immigration system. He did health care. So he forgot to mention there that that's not what he focused on.
All right, Delza is calling from Maine on line five. Delza, welcome to the broadcast. You're on the air.
Yes. This whole issue of the president seems to kind of mirror my young adult son, who sometimes tries to cause some problems. And I agree with you completely that, you know, we have to, it must cost him something for what he's done. But I think that we all need to come to a place where we can forgive him for what he's done.
Well, it's not a question of forgiveness or not forgiveness. And it's not a question of, it's a question of constitutional authority and responsibility. And that's really what's at stake here. It's the constitutional authority. And the president, by the way, tried this with the recess appointments. And we represented the Speaker of the House and won at the Supreme Court of the United States 9-0. So we understand recess appointments. We understand when a president goes outside of their constitutional authority.
I would love to forgive and forget President Obama. I mean, I really would. The problem is, decades from now, we're still going to be dealing with the disasters he's created. So you can forgive, but you will not be able to forget President Obama. Like it or not, we're going to have to deal with immigration because he didn't. Like it or not, we're going to have to deal with health care because he's created a crash system. And like it or not, we're going to have to deal with a new rise of radical Islam when we are the number one target in the world because of his failed foreign policy in the Middle East and Muslim world.
Steve, very quickly on line three. Go ahead. You're on the air. We're very quick here.
Yes, I wanted to make a couple comments. One of the comments I was going to make about the scripture you said from Exodus when President Obama spoke about the foreigners, where the foreigner refers to the Gentiles. But now if we quote religion, we ought to keep in mind that God says that I will fight all your battles.
Well, there's no doubt about that. And look, I think you pray for those in authority and pray for leadership. Carl, I've got 10 seconds here, Carl. Go ahead.
Yeah, real quickly, I think the Republicans, the best thing they should do is address the illegal immigrant community directly, saying you've been given a cruel hoax by Obama, you are still illegal status and subject to deportation.
I think you actually have, because they are, and there's no, as Jordan said, there's absolutely no plan here. I agree with you. Folks, that's going to do it for the broadcast today. Have a great weekend. We'll be back on Monday. Well, it should, may well be this topic, but who knows what the weekend will hold. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255 to sign on to that petition. Again, ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. I encourage you to sign this petition. Stop the funding of the very narrow aspect of the implementation of the executive order. Also, we're in that matching challenge. Any amount you donate to the ACLJ, we're getting a matching gift for at ACLJ.org. Like us on Facebook, share us on Facebook, and our book, Rise of ISIS, a number one New York Times bestseller in bookstores everywhere.
They violated the Constitution. The legal battle continues, though, as the Obama administration plans to appeal. That's why it's vital that we hear from you today. Add your name to our committee to defend the separation of powers. The Constitution is clear. The president enforces the law. He does not make the law. Call now, 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or online, aclj.org.